seated. My friends, grace, mercy, and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Let me read to you from Psalm 46. That's right, you can do it, Blake, for this bit. All right, you don't want to? All right. All right. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. I'm sure among us here we've experienced some sort of crisis in life. There's times when it feels like the earth is shaking under our feet, like life is shaking, when the ground just seems to crumble, when our worlds are turned upside down. These aren't some distant metaphors, are they? But deeply felt experiences. That's what Psalm 46 speaks into. Psalm 46 was written in such a storm of crisis. But it wasn't just for people some 2,500 years ago or whatever. It's preserved for us today. Reflect on in our crises. What Psalm 46 says to us is whatever crisis you're in, God can handle it. God can handle it. Have you ever seen one of these signs before? Along the side of the road, directing us to a bushfire safety spot. Bushfire last resort refuge. A last resort refuge. It's a place where we go to when every other option has failed. When the fire's got too close, when we've run out of time, when the danger has outrun our plans, where we can go. It's not where we want to end up, but it's where you go when you have no other choice. It struck me how easy it can be for us to think of God in that same way, to think of him as a last resort refuge. So when crisis hit, when things fall apart, when things don't go the way we expected, when we've exhausted every other possible solution, it's then that we run to him or we seek him. What Psalm 46 does is it directs us to see and to know God, not as a last resort refuge, but as the ever-present refuge. Ever-present refuge, not the place you run to when everything else has failed, but the one who stands with you through everything you face. Psalm 46 was believed that it was written during when Israel or as a nation were at war and their city was encircled, Jerusalem was encircled, and that the threats were quite enormous. And so these nations were surrounding the city, the war chariots and the warriors and all that's happening outside. But at the same time, nature itself rebels too. So we have this war upon the people, but then also nature, earthquakes, trembling ground, the seas foam, the earth appears to give way. And so we have this idea of, well, it can be the things that are happening in our life, that crises like a war, a bushfire, but then it's also the earth that's giving way in this psalm. It's this big cosmic upheaval. Nothing is stable. Everything seems to be falling apart. And yet it's in the midst of all this terror, all this chaos that's happening, the psalmist still can say, we will not fear. We will not fear. Not some type of denial or optimism, rather it's this deep-rooted confidence. A deep-rooted confidence because God is our refuge, because he is strength itself. We can face the worst crises without panic. Confidence in God's faithfulness that displaces fear. The bushfire last resort has one purpose, to save you from death when there's literally nowhere else to go. It's good to have, but it's not a comforting place. You don't picnic there. You don't bring your family there for a relaxing afternoon. You only go there when the fire is already at its heels. Perhaps that's how some people view God. Well, not perhaps. I think some people view God that way. A sort of divine bunker, a spiritual fallback. The one you call when everything is burned down. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. When our world is falling apart. Ever-present, not last minute. Not the final option, not come find me after everything else collapses. Ever-present. And so we have that tendency to turn to God only as a last resort. We build security through routines, our strengths, our work, our savings, our life goals. And these can be like mountains that we create, sturdy and stable in our control. But then life shakes a bit and we find those mountains can fall into the heart of the sea. They're not as stable as what we thought. We question who we are, what's important. And it's into that fear, or when those mountains crumble, that God speaks and he says, I was your refuge before the fire started. I was your strength before the ground shook. You don't need to wait until you're desperate to come to me, because I'm already here. And it's in Jesus we see the refuge who comes to us. He doesn't stand far off waiting for us to collapse before he gets involved. He walks into our human bushfires as such, our chaos, our pain, our brokenness, and shelters us with his own life. He's not the last resort. He's the first presence, the ever-present help. What mountains do you usually rely on instead of God? Sources of security. Or another question is, what would it look like to involve God in your daily life before a crisis hits? When I started my ministry, I was sent to Canberra, and following Canberra, I was in Sydney. And bushfires were a real threat in both places where I lived, so preparation was necessary. So the forests and the scrublands that surrounded the city of Canberra and Sydney up in the north were just right on a national forest, national park. They were cleared, fire breaks, tracks were made to so The fire engines could get around if they needed to. Sprinkler systems were even installed in some of the houses on the roofs to put on during a fire to stop the embers from lighting up. Community awareness was raised. And you were advised to have a go bag ready, which we did. And I think in Psalm 46, we have this image of a God whose presence brings stability long before the chaos arrives. Not that we're going to be free from trouble, but we have a God who is a stability for us before a crisis arise. That's where the psalmist asserts, it says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. It's not an image of people running to a last-minute bunker. It's a picture of people who live with God's life flowing right through the centre of their community and their lives. God is that river in the midst of our crises. And his presence, it just doesn't sustain us. It makes glad our souls, even when the external world rages. I hear the hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul," which links into this idea of that gladness that we can have in the midst of crises. And that joy in crisis is not contingent on circumstances. It just simply flows from God's presence there with us. You know, God's presence doesn't mean we're going to be free from troubles. Not at all. It's that God helps us through it. So we have this image of the city again, the people walled in. In Jerusalem, there was no river that flowed through it. There's an image that this psalmist is telling the people of God's presence like a life-giving stream. Streams that flow out to the edges of the city. Sometimes we live as though we live outside the city, looking for the water, isolated, fearful, trying to hold everything, ourselves together. But it's in Christ that God has brought us inside his walls. He has made his home among us, and his river, his word, his promise, his spirit flows right through the centre of our lives. It makes me ask, well, what daily practices help you, help me, remain aware of God's river flowing through your life, of his presence, his grace, his love? What would that look like for you? The psalmist goes on to say, God is within her, she will not fall. Talking about the city. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. I read this and it reminds me of Moses and the Red Sea, where the people have just been taken out of Egypt and Moses is talking to the people, and they're afraid, they're not quite sure what's happening. And Moses says to the people, do not be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. So the people crossed the Red Sea. And then it goes on, then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea so that the waters may flow back over the Egyptians and their chariots and horsemen. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at daybreak, the sea went back to its place. God will help her at the break of day. God will help when the morning dawns. And this metaphor of dawn is powerful because a long, dark night may stretch out or that spiritual darkness that overwhelms us. It feels like a darkness, a lostness. But the psalmist says, the dawn is coming. It may be a long, dark night. It may stretch out, but help is coming. Help is coming. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The God who has been faithful to his people will continue to be faithful today. God calls out, he says, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. It's almost as if God steps into the smoky air of our fears, puts a gentle hand on our shoulder and says, you can stop running now. You can stop panicking. You can stop trying to control the fire. You can be still because I am here. Stillness in Scripture, it's not laziness, it's trust. Resting in God's faithfulness. It's that deep rest that comes when you see God who walks with you, who fights for you, who holds your world together, not as a last resort shelter. Sometimes stillness can be hard and we resist it because we're not in control. But God says, I am with you. The God of Jacob is your fortress. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. God's exaltation is deeply connected to our peace. We come and behold the works of the Lord, but then we're called to be still, to lay down our weapons, to stop raging, to cease frantic attempts at control. God is saying, stop striving. Don't try to fix everything. You do not need to try to resurrect the past or engineer the outcomes. Be still. And in that stillness, acknowledge that you are not God. And that's a good thing. But be still and know that God is God. In Mark 4, we have the story of Jesus calming the storm. Jesus stands in the boat and he says, peace be still. Peace be still. Jesus was asleep on the boat before that, while the furious storm raged. And when his disciples panicked, he rebuked the wind. And everything was calm. And it's in Psalm 46 that we meet Jesus. In Christ, we meet the God of Psalm 46. The same strength, presence, and exaltation we saw in the psalm find their fullest expression in him. He is our refuge, our ever-present help, the one who will be exalted above all. What makes being still difficult for you? Busyness, fear, control, distraction. Jesus, he is your ever-present help, your river in the city, your warrior on the battlefield, your stillness in the chaos. We can walk with him every day. We trust him in the small things. We can lean on him in the ordinary. We rest on his presence before the flames ever come. And when the fire comes, when the world shakes, when hearts tremble, it's here that we find the most beautiful truth of the psalm. The storm, it may not stop, but the refuge holds. Leave with these words again. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way, the mountains fall into the heart of the seas, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. We will not fear. And may we take these words with us from here into the world, to the places where we've been sent, knowing that God is a refuge and strength. And may we shine brightly and live that truth and that faith in those places where God sends us.